Welcome to the Texas Country Tour Podcast. Whether you're looking for a performance near you or want to learn more about your favorite local artists, this show connects you with all things Texas country music. From deep in the heart of Texas, here's your host, Cameron Mitchell.
Howdy, and welcome to this week's episode of the Texas Country Tour Podcast. We're the only podcast out there that both highlights local artists and helps you plan your upcoming weekend. No matter where you live in Texas, we're here to feature a show near you. If you want to learn more about today's episode, please look at the show notes in this episode's information section. Okay, are y'all ready for this? Let's take a seat, grab a cold one, and let's start making plans. Each week, I pick a song from a greater Texas-based artist that I've had on repeat via Spotify. This week's song comes from a rising Texas artist. Let's listen in to Lane Smith's Long Shot. Spit out my name, and it's crazy to think this is happening to This song has the usual setting of a smoky bar. I know, it's cliche, but honestly, I like it. Essentially, it's a guy trying to convince himself he's worth going and trying to get what he wants in life, and reflecting back on how far he's come for reference. I like how this song slowly builds into a strong country rock tune. Lane has high-quality vocals mixed in with resonant melodies that will have you playing his songs on repeat over and over. Obviously, other than the covers, almost every song is written just by him. You can hear the passion in his voice and lyrics that can be described as, honestly, magical. Seriously, I want to go check out a performance of his. According to Spotify, Lane is from Spring Branch, Texas, home of the beautiful Guadalupe River State Park. Got some great memories from over there. Get this, this guy has spent the last decade as a professional bullfighter. I know, you heard me right, bullfighter. He's now taking on a musical venture, which at the very least can be described as safer. Keep an eye out for this guy. He has some raw talent. Lane's most recent release was his Volume 1 EP just a couple of weeks ago. I'd just like to say, I also really dig his cover from one of my most favorite bands in the world, Foster the People. It's nice to imagine what Mark Foster would sound like with a southern drawl. I know, I don't only love just the country music genre. Lane's upcoming performances include Dripping Springs and Marathon, Texas later this month. You can connect with Lane on social media. Both his Twitter and Instagram accounts are at Lane Smith Music. Additionally, check out his website, lanesmithmusic.com. Go and get to listening. In the Come to Texas segment, I choose one North American artist that isn't from Texas nor frequents the state, but we'd sure love to have them here. This week's artist we'd love to come to Texas is Lydia Sutherland. Let's listen in to her brand new single called Date a Friend. Don't date a friend if you don't want to hang out with his sister and know how he takes his coffee. If you don't live for Sunday dinner or like watching him play hockey. If you don't want to know that his eyes fade from blue to green, don't date a friend. If
If you don't wanna get your mind fucked up, you can't pretend. They already know the signs when you start withdrawing. They know how your ex treated you, so they wanna treat you better. If you don't wanna wear that sweater you've been seeing for forever, don't think afraid.
Lydia, first and foremost, has high-quality songwriting skills. Her vocal range seemingly specializes in the higher octaves, whilst her music has a catchy, pop-like melodies. After listening to her multilingual discography, I can attest that her music would be a refreshing take to experience down here in Texas. Lydia hails from a small town in Quebec, Canada, just north of the border. She was first, quote-unquote, discovered on Canada's French version of The Voice television show. She's known for her songwriting abilities, totaling over, get this, 800 songwriting credits over just the past 2 years. Now, she's working hard to debut her EP, which we are excited to learn more about. Be sure to keep in touch with her on social media with the handle on Instagram as @LydiaSutherland and on Twitter as @LydiaSuther. Her website is LydiaSutherland.com. I'll link all the information in today's show notes. Lydia Sutherland, s'il te plaît, viens au Texas.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Here are the Texas country music events held all across the state this weekend. We have three festivals coming up this weekend. First in Salina is the Troubadour Festival, held at Old Salina Park on Saturday, November 6th. Performing artists include Pat Green, Josh Abbott Band, and more. Tickets start at $50. Second in Terlingua is Tolbert's Chili Cook-Off. There's no venue listed, it just says the town of Terlingua, so I guess if you know, you know. It's going to be held Wednesday, November 3rd through Saturday, November 6th. Performing artists include Catherine Legender, Gary P. Nunn, and Mike and the Moon Pies. General admission is $40. And lastly, in Luckenbach is King's Fest, held at Luckenbach, Texas, on Saturday, November 6th. Performing artists include Clay Hollis, Tristan Merez, Josh Ward, and Randall King. Tickets start at $25. We have one rodeo listed here for this weekend. Held in Lubbock, it's Cook's Rodeo Days, held at Cook's Garage. It's going to be held Friday, November 5th through Sunday, November 7th. Performing artists include Corey Morrow, Roger Krieger, and Red Shahan. General admission price starts at $10. Here are the five featured performances across the state of Texas this weekend. Number 5. Christoval, the Highwaymen Tribute Band, is coming to Cooper's Barbecue Live on Saturday, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets start at $20. Number 4.
Never thought a girl like you would try and run someone. Guess it's always the unexpected one. Yeah, I'm tired of fighting, I'm tired of running from you. I can sure run fast, but you can't outrun the truth. It's time to move on, some say I'm so long, even though you don't want me to. Whoa, I'm tired of running from you.
Grandview, the Huser Brother Band is coming to Firefly Stage on Saturday, November 6th. General admission information is in today's show notes. Number 3.
Well, there's lightning
Cyprus. Kyle Nix is coming to the Frio Country Grill on Friday, November 5th at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $15. Number 2.
Let me get my feet back on the ground. It's what I say in my head as he turns around. Just like that last glass of wine I shouldn't be sipping. His hand on my thigh, that look in his eye, I'm about to give in. Ain't it a shame? We keep lighting up another flame, only to know it'll flicker away. Soon as one of us starts to blame the other one for all the that we got into. I'm always in trouble when I'm getting into trouble with you.
College Station. Taylor Dunn is coming to Stage 12 on Friday, November 5th at 8 p.m. General admission is free. Number 1.
Just a big city boy wearing turquoise rings in your $100 ripped up jeans. Smoking marble lights in the bar every night, thinking that's what it really means.
Bree Bagwell is coming to the Third Coast Theater on Saturday, November 6th. General admission is $30. I want to give a big thank you to all the artists who granted me permission to play clips of their songs on today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from us, you can follow us on Instagram at Texas Country Tour and on Twitter at TX Country Tour. Reach out and let us know what you think about the podcast. Feel free to ask us questions about the show. Our goal is to connect you to the greatest music genre in the Lone Star State. So, where is Texas country music taking you this weekend? I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Texas Country Tour Podcast. Be sure to visit us at texascountrytour.com. Stay safe, have fun, and support live music.